see some folks we haven't seen for a while. Brother Les, it's good to see you. Glad that you would be with us today. We're still praying for the healing from the surgery and everything else, so thankful you're able to be with us today. And, Brother Glenn, we've been praying for you too. Glad you're able to be with us today.
Appreciate it.
All right. And Jason, of course, is feeling better. And Kelly as well. Glad to see them both back out today. Good to see each of you here today. We're going to be using our course book for the service this morning. Let's turn to number 73. Number 73, and if you're able to stand, why don't we do so in this song? Number 73, the Bible stands. preaching schedule, and Kathy, I think you heard most of this, but you can update the website as well. Obviously, today we have Brother Renzi. Good to have you with us again, Brother.
Amen.
Always glad to see you. This coming Wednesday night, Brother Dick Prue will be back with us. We haven't seen him for a while. He and his wife both were very sick. They're doing a lot better, so hopefully she'll be able to come too. They'll be here Wednesday night. Next Sunday, Pastor Welton will be back. We'll have all our services. He will be only staying for Sunday and then leaving on Monday morning because on Tuesday is the closing of his house in South Carolina. Okay? So he will not be here for Wednesday the 20th. We're still working on who that speaker will be. We'll get back to you as soon as we have more information. He will be back the following Sunday, the 24th. So that's the latest information we have on the speaking schedule. Okay? Barb, you can help me with this announcement. What are the kind of nuts that you brought and left here on the side?
Paper shell
pecans. Pecans. Okay, great. So Barb brought some packaged pecans. They're over here on the side of the platform if you'd like to take some with you. They're unshelled. So might have to do a little effort to get them ready to eat, but if you like those, I hope you'll take some with you. Yes, they are. If you like nuts in the pies, pecans or pecans, whichever way you pronounce them, are very good. So if you'd like to grab some of those, you certainly can. One last announcement. We received word late this last week that Pastor Welton and his wife have put in an offer on a house. They are going to find out tomorrow if that offer has been accepted. So we need to pray that the Lord's will be done in that area. Mm-hmm. And hopefully by the time he gets back here next Sunday, we'll have all the, hopefully the final details on whether that worked or not. We'll see what the Lord does with all that. So we'll keep you updated as we have more information. I believe that's the end of the announcements that I'm aware of. One final thing, and that is an update on the scripture memory passages that we learn in adult Sunday school. We've been studying Psalm 25, verse 7. We are still doing that for this week. Starting next Sunday, we are going to be beginning a passage in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. So those of you who like to keep ahead on that and would like to start studying that, you certainly can. So Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. All right, I believe that's it on announcements. Let's take our books and turn to number 105. 105. In times like these. 105.
Jesus.
message is 131. 131. My Father planned it all.
Songbooks, turn to number 51. Not the chorus book, it's the hymn book. I heard this. We were listening to this song with the kids on the way to church this morning. And everything we're going through in this world right now, in our country, there's a lot of unrest. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of fear. And even as Christians, sometimes your steadfast faith can be shaken by things that are going on. We look around and say, Lord, what's going on? What are you doing? And this song, look at what the chorus says. This is my story. It's not. Look at verse 3. Perfect submission. All is at rest. Is it really at rest? Well, it could be. It should be. If you know Christ, it should be. It doesn't say, I am President Trump, I'm happy and blessed. It says, I am my Savior. And it doesn't say, I am my Savior. The songwriter wrote it this way intentionally. I am my Savior. Because if it's me and God, that implies that I've got something to do with it.
That's right.
But I don't.
That's right.
Brother said this morning that he could feel Satan trying to bring him down. And you're not the only one, brother. I feel it too. And I'm sure that the rest of us can say the same thing. You can feel the attacks of Satan on your life, trying to shake your faith in this time. Well, you know, I was thinking this morning, we can say all is at rest. And when we look around us, things aren't at rest. But, you know, the Christians that are in China, in Pakistan, in the Soviet Union, they've never been at rest. They've always been on the run from the government. They're used to it. This is new for us. We've had a time of rest here in this country. And thank God for that. It's been a blessing. But we can see these foundations eroding quickly. And like we said this morning, our faith may be tested sooner than we're ready for.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Preach it.
Am I ready? So I want to sing the second and third verse of this song. And I want you to pay attention to the words of it. Perfect submission. Are we submissive? I know I'm not. I'm ready to start a revolution.
Yeah.
But is that what I'm called to do? No, all is at rest. Visions of rapture burst on my sight. Remember who wrote this song? It was Fanny Crosby. She couldn't see anything.
That's why she could see everything.
And she saw everything clearer than we may ever see it until we're in our glorified bodies. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Well, you know what? It isn't the USA, USA, USA. This is my story, and this is my song. I could be praising my Savior all the day long, even when the Capitol building is under siege, even when it seems that everything is just going wrong. All the wrong people are getting into positions of power, and there seems to be nothing we can do about it. So what? All is at rest, because I'm in my Savior. So how about we sing the second and third verse together, and when we get to the chorus, we're going to pause as we go through This Is My Story. It's going to kind of sound like this. This is my story. Hopefully it sounds better than that. You sing it with me, all right? We'll go to the second verse, and then we'll pause on that chorus. This is my story. Just kind of follow my lead. You know the words. It's the same refrain repeated twice. Let's really sing this song out, all right? Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight, angels descending, rain from above, echoes of mercy, whispers
Can you sing 406? Well, can you lead us in 406? Why don't we do 406, if you would, please?
God leads us along. 406.
Overwhelming times
You know, when the song that was sung earlier, "Time in Times Like These," I mean, these are songs that we're going through it. Mm-hmm. We're going through it as a country. The world is going through COVID. Our country's going through it. Our nation is going through, you know, what we're going through politically. We're going through a lot of things. But by the way, the operative word is through. We're going through. We're not staying. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said that in this world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Paul said we must through much tribulation enter the kingdom. I want to give you an outline that really could be just, the outline alone will be something that you could take and chew on in your mind and your heart. Overwhelming times must be met with overcoming truths.
Good.
Overwhelming times must be met with overcoming truths. Now, generally speaking, all the overcoming truths for all the overwhelming times are in the book.
Yeah.
But that's just too general. And so I began to think and pray, what truths, what simple, powerful truths do I need as a believer to lay up in my heart for times like these? In fact, the song, in times like these, you need the Bible. Don't be idle, amen. And here are the overcoming truths for overwhelming times. Number one, God is omnipresent.
Omnipresent, yes, sir.
He is there. He's here. He's with us. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, talk about a government. Talk about a situation. Talk about obeying the Lord and going against it. And by the way, we ought to obey the Lord when the government tells us to do the opposite of what God says.
Amen. Amen.
What did they do? They did what God told them to do. They did right and they got thrown in the fiery furnace. But they were not alone. Psalm 91:15, God said of the one that loves him, I will be with him in trouble.
Yes, sir.
I think it should read, I'll not let him go through trouble. That should be the reading in my opinion. But the truth of the matter, in the world you will have trouble, but you will have me.
Amen.
We go through what the world goes through, but we go through with the Lord. His rod and His staff, they comfort us. Amen? One of the overcoming truths that I need for my overwhelming time is God is omnipresent. He is with me. Number two, God is omniscient. He knows where I am. He knows what I'm going through. There's a song, I don't know if you ever heard it. He knows my name. Counts the stars, one and all. Yeah, He knows my name. You see, if you're a believer, the blessed thought is not that you know Him. It's really that He knows you. Amen?
You're helping us, preacher.
He knows you. I'm going through overwhelming times. What do I need to know to get through this time? He is with me. He knoweth, Job said, the way that I take. Job went through all that he went through. And he concludes with, He knows where I am. He knows what I'm going through. The old spiritual was, nobody knows. The troubles I feel, nobody knows but Jesus. Amen. Overcoming truths for these overwhelming times. He is with me. He knows. He's omniscient. But He's also omnipotent.
Yes, sir.
There's another truth. He's omnipotent. What does that mean? That means He can do something. He's with me. He knows my circumstance and my situation. And he can do something about it. In fact, he only is my rock and my salvation.
Yeah.
Amen? He's the only one that can do something for me. He is the answer.
Yes, sir.
Amen? These are the basic truths that I need. And by the way, the great truths that get us through is all about him. It's all about him. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent, if you will. He's omniscient. But then here's another thing that concludes with this. He's omnibenevolent. And I never knew that was a word until I looked it up. Omnibenevolent. You know, it's one thing to know he's with me. It's another thing to know he knows what I'm going through. It's another thing to know he can do something. But to conclude it all was he loves me. He's omnibenevolent. He's all loving. Amen? There ain't no doubt about it. His love is amazing love. How can it be? Amen? When you read and study John chapter 11 and you read about Lazarus getting sick and you read about them sending to Jesus to tell him, they came to Jesus and they said, Jesus, Lazarus, he whom thou lovest is sick. Just because you're going through something doesn't mean he doesn't love you. Amen?
Amen.
He can do something. And this is the blessed assurance that you and I have as we sung it even then. But at this time, by the way, those truths, meditate on those truths, think about those truths. These are the things that are going to help us to get through. Brother's going to come and lead a song, and then I'm going to give you a little message, not keep you any much longer. I don't want to hinder what God's doing, but this song right here really helps, I believe, in this situation. Yep.
423.
Psalm 55. I'm just going to read scriptures. In fact, some of the scriptures I'm going to read are some of the scriptures that the Lord had used in my heart in reference to being overwhelmed. This is one of the Psalms in which David was overwhelmed that he cries out to God. So I'm going to read the psalm and pray for God's word by God's spirit to do something for our hearts. And we're going to just do a little singing and reading today. Amen. Psalms chapter number 55. The headings to the chief musician on Niganoth. Michel is it means instruction. So this is a psalm of instruction. We can learn something from what David went through. In fact, we ought to learn something from what he went through. It's a psalm of David. He said in verse number 1, "Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pain within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath what? Overwhelmed me." David was in an overwhelming situation and an overwhelming circumstance. And as he was overwhelmed, one of the things we learned that he did was he prayed. When you are overwhelmed, to pray. Look at verse number 6. I said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah." Can I tell you what David did right there? He just took a moment to try to escape what he was going through by thinking, "Oh, if I could only be somewhere else." But the fact is, you can't be, so you got to come back to reality. And verse number 8, he says this, "I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest." Verse 9, "Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues." By the way, he's praying against the enemies that were coming against him. "For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about it upon the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrow are in the midst of it." He's praying for his own city and what was going on. Verse 11, "Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets." He says in verse 12, "For it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man mine equal, my guide and mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. Let death seize upon them and let them go down quick into hell or to the grave, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them." Verse number 16, David said, "As for me, in my time of being overwhelmed, if you will, I will call upon God and the Lord shall save me." You know, sometimes God don't save us from what we're going through. He saves us while we're going through it. You know, saving me from the situation is one thing. Saving me through the situation is another thing. And thank God he can save. Look at verse number 17. "Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." David, in an overwhelmed situation, said, "I'm going to pray. In fact, I'm going to pray more often. Evening and morning at noon. I'm going to keep on seeking the Lord because he's the one that is my hope and my help." Verse number 18. "He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many that were with me." And I believe David saying in verse 18, one of the reasons I keep praying and keep praying and keep praying is because what God had already done. You see, David had already experienced what God had could do. He's seen God do some things. He experienced God's deliverance. And when you know what God has done, you need to keep on seeking God because you know what he can still do. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Verse number 20, verse number 19, "God shall hear and afflict them," and "afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God." He's speaking about his enemies. Verse 20, "He had put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords." If I could say this, verse 22 is the answer to verse 5. "Horror hath overwhelmed me. The circumstance and the situation I find myself in hath overwhelmed me." And the answer is verse number 22. Cast thy burden. Cast what it is that overwhelms you. If it's too much for you, take it to the Lord and leave it there. cast thy burden upon the Lord. This is the same as 1 Peter 5, verse number 7, casting all your care upon him. Why? For he careth for you. He loves you. He loves me. One of the things the devil would tell you and I when we go through what we go through is, does God really care? Does he really love you, allowing you to go through what you're going through? Yes, he does. This is not his plan. That song that is sung sometimes confuses me. Sometimes it upsets me. Now, we can't contribute everything we're going through as this is God's plan. He never planned on sin in this world. He never planned on sickness on us. He never planned on us dying. You see, when God made us, he made us healthy and holy and wholesome. It was sin and deception that came into this world. It came into the universe by the devil. It came into the world through Adam and Eve and through his temptations, if you will. What we go through are the consequences of the sin of our mother and father. This wasn't God's plan for us. This is the results of sin and such. But although this may not have been God's plan, he is with us through these things. Amen. Cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall what? Sustain thee. David was so overwhelmed. He couldn't think that he could carry it anymore. He couldn't bear it anymore. And you and I get that way, and we can't. Let's take our burdens to the Lord and let's ask God to give us the strength that we need to carry these burdens. Paul the apostle in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he sought the Lord about a physical situation that he was in, and he sought the Lord three times and asked him to take it from him, and God said, no, I'm not going to take what you're going through, but I'm going to give you everything you need to get you through what you're going through. It's not the answer I want. I want God to take away everything. Oh, that we might conclude like Paul concluded. His grace is sufficient for me. Amen. When you speak of the grace of God for a believer, you speak of the help of God for a believer. Saving grace is for sinners. Sustaining grace is for God's people. Amen. Cast thy burden upon the Lord and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer or allow the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live half their days, but I will trust in thee. He starts out horror, overwhelmed with horror, casts his burdens on the Lord, and he ends off with, I will trust in thee. And may God help us to do so. Brother, if you would, let's sing My Anchor Holds.
one more psalm in the middle. And then after I read, it'll be 530, if you would, please, 530. If you have a Bible, would you turn to Psalm 61, please? This is another psalm in which David uses the term overwhelmed. And I'm just going to read the psalm. It is believed to be written at a time when David was driven from his throne by his own son Absalom, who tried to overthrow him and take over his kingdom. In fact, he did to a degree. And this is the Psalm of David, if you will. In fact, the last psalm we read, it may have been about Ahithophel being a traitor to David and hurting him in that respect. This would be about his own son being a traitor and hurting him. But it is a psalm in reference to being overwhelmed. And then we'll close with the next hymn, and that's going to be hymn number 530, I believe. And just pray that the scriptures and the songs that God will use in our hearts in a very special way. Psalm 61, I'm going to read. The heading says, "To the chief musician upon Niganah, a psalm of David." David prayed this in Psalm 61, verse number 1. "Hear my cry." And by the way, every time you read one of these psalms that deals with being overwhelmed, it's not usually the word pray or prayer, you see. It's the word cry, because the prayers are a little more intense during those times. "Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee." And then he says, "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy." Again, I believe David is crying out to God for help because he's reminded of what God had already done. You see, remember when David went up against Goliath? He remembered that God allowed him to overcome a lion and a bear, and he knew that God would give him what he needed to overcome Goliath. We got to look back at what God had done to encourage us about what God will do. Amen? And so verse number 3, he says, "For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy." David said, as the king, if you will, "I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings." See, being close to God, under his wings, is that place of protection and peace. Verse 5, "For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name." And then David kind of gets convinced, if you will, as he's praying along, that God will preserve him and prolong his kingship. "Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. He is our rock. Amen. And let's sing this as we close.
530.
Yeah.
like to read it with me, but Psalm 124. Some of you are saying, but preacher, you said you were done. I lied. You are forgiving people, right? Psalm 124. I think this would be a great psalm to close on, because this is another psalm that uses the thought of being overwhelmed, but it's the positive aspect of it. It's the fact that God can help us not to be overwhelmed. Psalm 124 is a psalm of David, and it is believed to be about the history of the nation of Israel when he protected them from their enemies. He actually kept them from being overwhelmed. Psalm 124 is a very short psalm. It's only 8 verses, but I want you to note. David said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The streams had gone over our soul. In other words, David said this, if we're looking back at the nation, if it wasn't for God, our nation would have been totally overwhelmed and totally consumed by its enemies. You want proof that God exists? Just look at the Bible. Enemies have tried to get rid of it. It's still here. You want proof that God exists? Just look at the Jewish nation. They've tried to exterminate them and they're still here. That's what he's saying. If it had not been the Lord. And he says that twice. If it had not been the Lord, we would have been totally overwhelmed. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassions, they fail not. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. He goes on to say, then they swallowed us up, and so on. Verse number 5, then the proud waters had gone over our soul. And I believe when he speaks of these waters, these are other nations that would have destroyed them. Then he says in verse 6, blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Who broke the snare? Who broke the snare to let that nation free? Who broke the snare to let you and I free? And who can break the snares to let us free even now? He goes on to say finally in verse number 8, our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. When you read of the fact that God made heaven and earth, basically he's saying this, our help is the creator. Our help is the one who can do something out of nothing. Amen? If creation is his signature of his omnipotence, because only he's the creator, dumb idols never created anything. But our God is the creator. He can make something out of nothing. That means he can do anything for you and I. May God help us. Amen. Did you have a song or something?
Let's close with number 49.
Let's close at 49.
When we're done singing, you close us out in prayer and then we'll be dismissed. Number 49.
Blessed be the day. Blessed be the day. Blessed be the day.
Father God, we just thank you. Thank you for this wonderful, blessed service this morning. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, what an encouragement today's message has been. The singing and the reading of the Psalms.
Yes.
And, oh Lord, I can only say how I know it must have touched everyone's hearts in here this morning. As I could feel the Holy Spirit all over the presence of this building this morning. And I ask you, Father God, that each one of us would hide what was taught here this morning in our hearts and take it home with us and give us encouragement for the up and coming weeks. As we know, Lord, that the persecution and the trials and the tribulations will continue and will get worse. But Lord God, just remember that we're praying to be led to the rock that's higher than us. For years, Father God, the world's been tortured and Christians have been tortured and executed. And Lord, we've never suffered through any of that stuff. So I pray now for your strengthening power and your grace on each and every one here today. And we'll give you praise for everything in Jesus' name. Amen.